Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Longoria off tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. He's at home with the kids. Jason filling in. You're not filling in all three nights, though, are you, little guy?
No, I'm in tonight and Thursday night.
All right.
I like the handsome guy in the first hour. Why are we back to little guy?
Because, again, I look in there and I expect to see Longoria, and I see this slight little bearded dude.
You act like I'm like 100 pounds.
Well, compared to Longoria,
I was just going to say.
I am a third of Longoria size.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a compliment. Take it as a compliment. Low Tizzle's here. He's screening the calls. See, this is why I don't do show prep. I prepped a whole show today, and I make one offhand comment.
This is why.
This is why I don't do show prep. One offhand comment about Jennifer Griffey's not owning a microwave, and all my show prep is gone. But it's an interesting topic, apparently. I learned at 9:58 p.m. tonight that Jennifer Griffey's does not currently own a microwave and has never...
How did this conversation even come about?
Obviously, we're talking to Alewine about food or something.
Oh, that's what it was. I heard him say he owned one and he...
I don't know how it came up. I wasn't even involved in the conversation.
No, I know. It was right when I walked up.
She was talking to Alewine about something and she's like, I don't even own a microwave. And I was like, what? She's like, but it boggles my mind that in 2016, people don't own microwaves. But according to the statistics, 6% of American households do not own a microwave. And if you are one of that 6%, I'd love to hear from you and why. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Tony is in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Good evening, Mark, and part of the crew.
What's going on, buddy?
Let me say this. First off, Griffey's, she has been the spark plug for many a conversation. I don't know how many different sound bites that we've gotten out of her.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to remember the one that was, you know, permanently put into the sound bite thing. But
we've got a couple. Do you have access to the Griffey's drops over there, Jason? There might be a whole page, separate page of Griffey's.
There's got to be at this point. This is a really interesting conversation that got sparked because it's a generational schism here that I see working. Give you, for instance, Linda's coworker who recently moved to the corporate office up in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. They both work for this big insurance company. Anyway, her coworker Nancy, she has not owned a television for 6 years. And Linda blew me away when she told me that a couple of years ago. And the only reason it ever got brought up was because Nancy had heard me on your show like 2 years ago. She called up randomly and said, was that Tony on the Mark Arum Show? And she says, I listen to the Mark Arum Show all the time. And I'm like...
Listen, to be fair, Tony, a lot of people are getting rid of television as a cost-saving measure.
When her TV died, she was like, I love to read. That's what I do. She says, I've got the internet. I've got my smartphone. So she's like one of almost a... She's almost reverted back to like the millennials that have cut the cord. My 37-year-old, the only reason he's got a TV is for two reasons. He's still first a gamer, and he loves to watch sports on the
big
screen.
Exactly.
And my 30-year-old, he's got a big screen TV. He hardly ever watches it. Everything he gets off of is off of his smartphone.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But for people cutting the cord as far as television, mostly it's a cost-cutting measure. You know, a microwave's $20 now. You know, that's not a cost-cutting thing.
Exactly.
That's...
And you know what? Nancy, she, in her fancy Buckhead condo that she had before she moved to Indianapolis, she had a convection oven, a regular oven, and a stovetop and a microwave. Most of, all of the cooking that she ever did was either on the stovetop or the microwave. Hardly ever used the oven or the convection oven. Spotlessly clean and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, so that was her shtick. And at the end of the day, for me, I mean, we haven't lived without a microwave. I could probably live without the TV, but Linda couldn't. So
yeah, I couldn't live without the TV. I'm with you. I want to watch the live sports. I want the big screen. I love. To me, the money I spend on cable every month is well worth it. I get quadruple the amount of entertainment than I pay for, but I can afford it. It's, you know, if people are cutting their budget, that's usually one of the first things to go. Brad's in Homer. Brad, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
What up, brother?
Back in the early 90s, I had my own tractor trailer, and I'd run from Gainesville to Chicago every week, and I paid $160 and put a microwave in my truck.
Get out of here, really?
Sure enough.
That's awesome. How did you, like, plug it into the lighter? How did that get powered?
Just run it to the battery, 12-volt, you know.
That's awesome. What were you heating up on the in the truck in the microwave?
Anything I could get. I hauled Mexican food back from Chicago to all these little supermarkets.
Yeah.
And, like, when we'd have to stop with the snow and all in the winter, I'd just get in the trailer and get tortillas out and beans or whatever, you know.
That's fantastic. So I'm assuming if you had it in your truck that you'll have one in your house too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Excellent. That's fantastic, Brad. I've never even thought about doing a microwave in my truck. Hey, can I play this clip from American Hustle? Can I play some audio here?
Absolutely. Go for it.
I just got reminded of this clip from Candler on Twitter. Did you guys see the movie American Hustle?
Yes, I did.
With Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And they get a microwave.
That mediocre actress.
Shh. All right. My volume's up. Can you hear me? All right. Good job. I should probably listen. Anyway.
This is why you give those clips to Longoria first before you just play.
Well, I
didn't
want to overwhelm Jason. In American Hustle, they get a microwave as a gift. And she calls it the science oven. It's just a funny clip, but not suitable for radio. Eric isn't done, Woody. Eric, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
What up, buddy?
Hey, you know, Tony's got such a great set of pipes. I am so jealous of him.
I know, right?
Seriously, he needs to be in radio. Listen, I'm hearing a lot of people talking about heating and reheating cooking food in the microwave. In my house, the most important thing the microwave does is defrost frozen food so that it can then be properly cooked
in the oven.
In the oven.
Yeah, like if you want ground beef, you defrost it in there or stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I buy a week's worth of groceries, I throw all the meat in the freezer, and then each night of the week, I thaw something out in the microwave, takes about 5 minutes, then I cook it properly on the stove or in the oven.
Well, I mean, microwaves, especially... I don't do a lot of cooking, but it's invaluable. It's just, and it's an inexpensive resource too. It's not like, you know, you buy a refrigerator, it's $900. You buy an oven, $600, whatever. I mean, this is an inexpensive way to heat food.
Yeah, 1100 watt microwave from BrandSmart's $40.
Yeah, I mean, look at that.
Nobody can't not afford a microwave.
Yeah, exactly. It's the science oven for the little people. The science oven. Love that. Jamie's in Swanee. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Well, little known fact about the microwave is it was discovered on accident.
How so? Give me the story.
It was a military project, and they were trying to weaponize radio waves, things like that, and when they were working on the magnetron, one of the lab techs had a chocolate bar in his pocket, and every time he fired that baby up, it would melt his candy bar.
No kidding. And what was the original intent for him?
They were trying to figure out a way to weaponize radio waves.
Oh, I got you.
The microwaves, and so anyway, get another wonderful thing that the military has given us, ubiquitous microwave oven.
That's the same way they came up with Viagra. Viagra? Viagra? How do you pronounce it? Viagra. Did you know that?
No.
So Viagra, Chuck, you're familiar with Viagra. They never intended to make a member pill. I guess that's
heart
what we'll
medication.
Call it. Yeah, no, it was
something, wasn't it?
It was for prostate or something.
Is that what it was?
I don't know exactly.
It was completely a different part of the body.
Yes, then every guy they gave it to was like, yeah, give me more of that.
How do I get in on that study?
That blue pill on the...
one of those happy accidents.
Exactly. So, all right, so pretty much similar with the microwave. Early developments in the microwave... 1937 was the first patent of the microwave.
Imagine how big and clunky those were.
Yeah.
In 1937.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
1945, the specific heating effect of a high-powered microwave beam was actually discovered by Percy Spencer, an American self-taught engineer from Howland, Maine. Employed by Raytheon at the time, he noticed the microwave some actor Radar said he was working on started to melt the candy bar he had in his pocket. How about
that? Wait, he was a self-taught... Is that what you just read?
Self-taught engineer. I don't know. It's Wikipedia, dude. I have no idea.
No, I get it. I'm just thinking like some guy that just decided to read some library books and thought, you know what? Let's see if I can.
let's mess around. But it melted his Hershey's bar in his pocket. And that's how we can now.
My driver's window on a hot day will do the same thing.
There you go. Dave's in Duluth. Duluth is on fire. Dave, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
What's going on, brother?
Man, just sitting here listening to you guys like I do every night. I drive a truck, too.
Do you have a microwave in your truck?
I do. No, not now. I used to have microwave, stove, refrigerator, TV, all this stuff.
That's awesome. That's great.
But this, I was listening to this the chef down there.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about he didn't have a microwave because it was all rubbery and everything.
Yeah.
That is a huge misconception. It has really evolved. I happen to be a Tupperware consultant as well.
Oh, okay.
We have a pressure cooker that we put in the microwave. I can cook an entire meal, beef stew. The chicken is as tender as you ever want it.
And what kind of contraption do you have to put it in the microwave?
It's a pressure cooker.
And you can microwave the pressure cooker?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Put the pressure cooker in the microwave. We got plastic that's wrapped in metal we put in the microwave. We also have plastic we put in the oven up to 475 degrees.
Tupperware's come a long way.
Yes, sir.
Do they still have Tupperware parties?
Yes, I do.
My mom used to have those all the time, Tupperware parties.
So did mine. Yeah.
That also has really evolved. It's no longer just cups and bowls. It's they have... ovenware. They have a stovetop and skillets. And
what's the best selling piece of Tupperware right now, Dave?
The best selling piece of Tupperware right now, and the most economical is basically your what we call our fridge smarts. You put your vegetables and stuff in the refrigerator and keep it for weeks. Where usually you buy it from the store and you put it in the bag. A
couple days.
You just keep it for days.
That's awesome. All right. Good to see Tupperware still out there, keeping the hope alive. We'll come back with more of your calls discussing the lack of microwaves in certain American households. Apparently it's more than I thought. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hey, this is Rosie Perez, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
I got Neil Diamond tickets to give away tonight. We'll do that in the last half hour of the program. Johnny Kielbasa come up with a faster review in just a couple of minutes as well. Finishing our conversation on microwaves in households in 2016, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Ivan joins us in Atlanta. Ivan, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how you doing?
That's good, man. What's going on?
All right, so I wanted to dive into this here. I'm more scientific, and I'm a health nut. So the reason why I don't have a microwave is because I started feeling sick to my stomach, and I researched it, and I found out that microwave, the actual waves,
mm-hmm.
actually change the nutrients of the food. So it's not exactly the same as if you cooked it on the stove.
So when you're heating up your Chef Boyardee ravioli, you're going to lose some nutrients in the microwave.
Well, see, that's the thing. Chef Boyardee, I really don't think is all that healthy. But, you know, when I cook my steaks, my meat, you know, I want it to be, you know, full to its potential. I don't want it to be broken down. And it will taste differently. It didn't matter what it was, from spaghettis to whatever, it would taste differently. And at work, they force you to have the microwave.
Yeah.
And I would just constantly feel sick to my stomach. And I found out that my body is sensitive, and it changes the organisms of the food, and it kills the nutrients.
Gotcha.
When I
heat up leftover, again, that's the biggest thing I do in my microwave, is heat up leftovers. It doesn't taste any different to me than when I had it at the restaurant.
Well, and you know, I work for a mega supplier, mm-hmm. and it does range between, you know, a cheap microwave and a really good microwave that actually heats your food appropriately.
Yeah.
Fortunately, at my job, they just put cheap ones, and it doesn't work for me. But at home, you know, I like to take my time, eat healthy. I don't need a microwave.
You're speaking a foreign language to me now, Ivan. Eating healthy, I don't know what that is all about. But I appreciate the fact that you've jumped off the microwave bandwagon for health reasons. Like, that's a legitimate excuse. Not enough counter space to me for Jennifer Griffey's is not a legitimate excuse. You know what a game changer was? I just thought of this. When we first got a microwave when I was a kid, have you guys ever heard of Steakums?
No.
I'll talk about Steakums when we come back.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Alewine, do you remember Steakums?
Love Steakums.
Steakums, yes. We'll discuss Steakums when we come back. That was a game changer in my life. We'll come back with more of your calls. Rob and John, you'll be next. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Johnny Kilbasa with the Fast Food Review. Hang tight. This is the Mark Arum Show. If I'm not at home, puffing live, relaxing. New York
got it oppressed, so I wear a slug proof under. Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Rolled with the chef and ham, tell me about that master plan. Oh, my
Welcome back to the show. 11:35, 25 in front of midnight, 51 degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum with you till 12. We're going to go back to the phones in just a second. Bombshell announcement prior to the news there that Low T Chuck had never heard of Steakums before.
I don't think so. I didn't know what baked ziti was, even though I had it. So let's not go.
So I tweeted a picture of the Steakums box. Basically, these are thin sliced pieces of steak that you would, I would microwave them and make like your own Philly cheesesteak. Now, before the microwave came along, you had to cook them in a pan. It was a hassle. These, you throw them in the microwave, paper towels. Let's bring Johnny Kilbasa in on this because he is the expert of all things food and fast. Johnny Kilbasa on the line, Mark Alewine in studio. First off, Alewine, Steakums, it was a staple of my childhood.
Easy to make, too, when you had the microwave, you know, because you had the meat, and they were easy in the freezer, yep. and they were separated by pieces of wax paper.
Exactly.
So you could take them off the wax paper. Lay them in the paper
towel. Lay them on the
paper towel. And then put them in the microwave, 2 minutes.
And then put some...
Mark, you don't microwave Steakums?
Yes, you do, Johnny.
Sure you do.
No, because otherwise you got to take out a pan, and then as a kid...
Oh, then it's a 30-minute process. Yeah. Who has that long?
Oh, it's a 3-minute process.
As a 10-year-old Jewish boy growing up, you microwave the Steakums so you don't have to clean up the... you don't have to do dishes after, and then you take a couple of Kraft singles, melt them on top, put them on some bread, and you've got your homemade Philly cheesesteak. Johnny, are you anti-Steakums?
That just sounds awful.
No, I'm anti that method of
ruining everything that's good about the Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Well, I mean, this is, listen, you're not going to Geno's in Philly. This is in your kitchen.
And, you know, you can still buy them. They sell them at Sam's now. You get the big pack. There's like 20 pieces of steak in
now,
there.
Now, the one thing was, so, Chuck, when you pulled them out frozen, they were like this, the size of a Christmas card. These pieces of, but when you cooked them, they would shrink down.
It's like a credit card then.
Sure, because they're probably gross pieces of meat that were full of fat.
But they were delicious.
Well,
they still are, apparently.
Oh, really good.
Yeah. I wish, I kind
of
wish.
I can't take food advice from Alewine, first of all.
Johnny, steakums are delicious, right? Tell Chuck.
No, they're good. And it's funny, it's one of those weird foods that can't be thawed out. They must be taken from a frozen state right to a cooked state for some reason. That kind of, you know, there's certain things like frozen pizzas that should not be thawed out either. And there's something scary about that, but there's also something intriguing and tasty about it too. Yeah, and it's a good way to learn how to cook if you're a kid, you know. if you don't want to microwave them, you get the pan out.
Listen, as a kid, the only thing that made me more excited as a kid than steakums were the Tostino's pizza rolls.
Oh yeah.
I'm 42 years old. I still get excited if someone cracks out the pizza rolls.
Those are good.
Little pizza egg rolls.
I mean, my kids, 16 and 13, they still love them.
So they're still popular? They're still out there?
Yeah.
All right. Mark Alewine from the WSB CNN 24-Hour News Center. Thank you. Johnny, hang on, okay?
Will do. I'm here all night.
All right, hang on. Rob's in Smyrna. Rob, you're on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah. You know what the most annoying thing? I lived a year without a microwave. You know what the most annoying thing was?
What's that?
Everyone trying to give you a microwave. Whenever there was a sale or whenever they were moving somebody in and out of a bedroom or college,
they would
try to force one upon you.
And you just chose not to have one. You didn't want it.
Yeah, just, you know, the pizza rolls are better in the toaster oven.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm not saying put the pizza rolls in a microwave at all. I always cooked them in a toaster oven. That was the best way to make the pizza rolls. God, those were so good as a kid.
Yeah.
So good. So are you still without a microwave?
No. I did a year or two without a microwave and then just kind of gave in and moved around, and places come with microwaves now.
Yeah, they do. When I bought my house, it came, you know, it built in. It's over the stove. It's kind of like tucked under the cabinet. It's like a built-in thing. I use that 3,000 times more often than I do my stove, my oven. I never use that thing. John's in Roswell, Georgia. John, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hello.
You all right, Johnny?
You there? We're there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Just driving home from work right now.
That's all right, buddy.
No, two quick things. Y'all were talking about discoveries by accident. Viagra was originally discovered as a heart drug.
It was a heart drug. Chuck was right. Okay, I thought it was a prostate thing.
Heart drug, yeah. And then as microwave, after finally getting my youngest child, microwave is good for sterilization. Basically, you have a bag that you sold at the baby stores. You put a little bit of water in it, put bottle parts in it, put it in the microwave, steam them. And,
I thought you meant like sterilizing dudes, not sterilizing bottles and stuff like that.
No, bottles, yeah.
Because if the microwave makes you sterile, then I'm going to stop using my microwave.
No, much better than scrubbing bottle parts. Just stick it in a bag and clean them. So.
There you go. Take note of that, Chuck. When you and Hot Neighbor pop out the little babies,
yeah,
you can sterilize the bottle parts with some water in the microwave.
I guess if I have to do stuff like that.
Yeah, you will have to do stuff like that. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline, from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kielbasa and the ever-so-popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm wrapping bacon. I'm here for the taking. I'm covered with cheese. I am to please. And I'm always got steakums in the freeze, big daddy.
Is that still a part of the regular Johnny Kielbasa diet? Do you still get steakums on a regular basis?
Yeah, you got to keep a box of steakums in the freezer just in case you get company and you don't know what else to do. Like, hey, you want a Philly cheese? I got one right here.
I feel like those would keep forever.
Do you know what the
like no freezer burn?
The drag of the steakums when I was a kid was. So, my mom was a great cook, but we had weird stuff to eat in my house. So I never had white bread until I was in college. What always had
always wheat?
Always wheat bread, whole grain wheat bread.
Us too.
We never had regular soda in the house. My mom would find the weirdest diet sodas ever.
Like Shasta brands or
No, just weird flavors. She'd get like diet raspberry pumpkin seed ginger ale or you know, like diet grapefruit huckleberry. It's just the weirdest diet. So we had sodas, but it was all diet sodas, and they tasted like just Longoria's. Yeah. So I just had weird foods grow up. So I'd make the steakums, and the steak and the cheese, and it was delicious. But then you put it on wheat bread, and it just
it doesn't taste right.
Yeah, it wasn't a good mix. On occasion, I'd find what are those dinner rolls, Johnny? That Arby's uses. Occasionally we'd have some of those dinner rolls.
Oh, King's Hawaiians?
Yeah, something like that. And that would be a better fit. But the steak comes on the wheat bread wasn't really good. But I loved those things growing up. It was a treat to have those.
Yeah, it was kind of like that going over to Grandma's house, too. You have a sandwich and all they had was the wheat bread.
Yeah. Wheat bread. What other weird crap did I grow up on? I never had sugared cereals. Didn't have that till.
You had the big... Did you ever have the shredded wheat that actually came in the individual bags with the big loaves of shredded wheat as opposed to the little one?
No, we didn't do shredded wheat, but we had, you know, it was Wheaties and it was Total and Special K. Never had the frosted cereals. What other weird stuff did I have growing up?
That explains why you eat like a 12-year-old to this day, because you couldn't have that stuff growing up.
Yeah, I was repressed as a kid, so I branch out now. And I go to the grocery store, and I'll forget, I'm 40 years old. I can buy whatever I want now. Like, I could walk down the cookie aisle and get anything I want. But in my head, I'm still like, sometimes I'll walk by the cookie aisle, like, well, I can't go down that aisle. I'm like, wait a second.
Yes, I can.
Yes, of course I can. I can get whatever I want. Those are dangerous trips to Publix when I realize I'm an adult and I can buy anything I want. Those are dangerous trips.
You just
trips.
Come out of there with ice cream and cookies.
Cookies. Just 8 different kinds of cookies.
Yeah, I guess ice cream's not good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Johnny, I'm stealing all your time. I know you're here all night, but what's on the menu tonight, my friend?
Yeah, speaking of wholesome food that's good for everybody to eat. Wendy's got a spicy sriracha chicken sandwich, and it's sriracha all over the place, top to bottom. It's a wonder that dude from Wing Foo Foods or whatever, the guy that made the original rooster sauce, never copyrighted the word sriracha, so everybody and their brother can use the term sriracha, even though whenever you think of that sauce, you think of the rooster sauce. But anyway, they've got sriracha chicken sandwich. They've got sriracha in the mayonnaise that they're calling aioli. They've got sriracha in the bun. They've got sriracha in the cheese. You're going to have sriracha coming out your ears if you have this. And, of course, your Mark Arum's favorite applewood smoked bacon, just to top it all off.
The meteoric rise that, quote-unquote, sriracha has taken, it won't be long before that is the nation's most popular condiment, I believe. I think that is, I mean, everyone is just all gaga over sriracha.
Yeah, that's gotcha over sriracha.
Exactly.
Something like that. It mixes well with a lot of things, apparently. Because I think on its own, sriracha, if you have the pure sriracha, that's hot stuff.
Yes.
I mean, you have to have the palate for sriracha. But if you mix it in with things, it seems to work out well. I mean, the first time I ever had sriracha mixed with something, it was sriracha and honey mixed together, and it was on chicken wings, and it was great. Because it was the honey took a little bit of the heat off the sriracha, and it was spicy and sweet at the same time. So now it's just sriracha's everywhere. You can't go out of your house without seeing sriracha on something these days.
Well, good for Wendy's. Bring it. You know, listen, if people want something, you give it to them in a different number of different things. By the way, I had the worst granola bar I've ever had in my life yesterday morning.
You mean the first granola bar you ever had in your life?
No, I've had granola bars. But I think this was one that I got on the airplane when I was coming back from New York, and I stuck it in my bag. I didn't eat it on the plane. I just grabbed whatever they were handing out, and there was granola bars. So I brought it in for breakfast yesterday. It was honey chipotle.
Whoa.
For a granola bar. It was the worst thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. Yeah, who wants a spicy granola bar? It was awful. Awful.
Yeah, you don't want a hot pepper, especially in the morning.
No, exactly. And I was expecting, honey oats or, whatever.
Maybe blueberries or a chocolate chip.
Yeah, exactly. Not freaking, oh, it was disgusting. Anyway, all right, Johnny, I got to run. We appreciate you as always. And?
If the cholesterol is high, baby, so am I. Follow me on Twitter, Johnny Kielbasa, and listen to my podcast on JohnnyKielbasa.com.
JohnnyKielbasa.com. We'll talk to you Thursday night, my friend.
Oh, great, man. You know, as soon as you talk about Steak'em, since you're the kingmaker, they're going to have it on a burger within 3 weeks, mark my words.
There you go. Appreciate you, brah.
Anytime, brah.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I got Neil Diamond tickets to give away. Most creative answer, best answer, we'll just say that. What is your favorite thing to cook in the microwave? Your favorite thing to cook in the microwave. Best answer wins two tickets to see Neil Diamond at Phillips Arena. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. One segment to go. This is the Mark Arum Show. But I'm not the only MC keeping it real. When I grab the mic to smash rap, my girls go ill. Check the time is around. Welcome back to 1153 Pizza Hut. Mark Arum with you till midnight. Giving away Neil Diamond tickets. What's your favorite thing to cook in the microwave? Sandor joins us on the program. Sandor, what's your favorite thing to cook in the microwave?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
What up,
I'm man? Actually going to cook it tonight, man. It's not going to be the most creative, but it's definitely one of the, I think, the tastiest. I usually what I'll do is I'll get a roasted salmon that's frozen. They sell them at Publix. You go ahead and you throw that in. They cook within 4 minutes. You wait, and then within a minute left, you go ahead and get one of them Uncle Ben's dirty rice. You throw it in there. And within 4 minutes, you got yourself a good, healthy meal that tastes awesome. You would never think it comes even out of the microwave.
Salmon and rice, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Dirty rice. It's the dirty rice.
So, I got dirty rice.
Salmon throat, so it makes it a little spicy, so it's kind of like a blackened salmon.
Yeah. All right, hang on, Sandor. You're in the running. John in Woodstock. John, what's your favorite thing to microwave?
All right, man. Hey, Mark. Sardines on saltine crackers with a splat of cheese whiz with Tabasco on top.
You put that whole puppy in the microwave.
Except for cheese whiz.
Okay. All right. You're in the running. That's an interesting combo. Richard's in Atlanta. Richard, what's your favorite thing to microwave?
Let me dip puppets in microwave.
I don't understand what's going on there. Renee's in Decatur. Renee, what's your favorite thing to microwave?
I wouldn't necessarily call it my favorite, but I have had to dry my underwear in the microwave.
Do I want to know why it got wet?
Oh, well, you don't wash a whole load of...
No, you know what? I don't want to know.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Renee's in the running with her panties. Chris is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Chris, what's your favorite thing to microwave?
Oh, man. You know, it's the old warm back up, my Krispy Kreme donuts.
Ooh. All right, hang on. You're in the running. Scott in Woodstock. Scott, what's your favorite thing to microwave?
No, we take a little piece of quail, and we'll take a jalapeno and cream cheese, wrap it up in that quail, and then wrap some bacon around it and put in one of those browning things. And that is excellent. You put a little dab of
cream cheese and jalapeno
after.
Stuffed quail wrapped in bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And that actually sounds pretty intriguing. All right, we got to vote here. Do we go quail? Do we go salmon and dirty rice? Do we go panties? Do we go sardines, cheese whiz, and crackers? What was the other one?
Krispy Kreme
donut. Krispy Kreme. All right, what's your vote?
Oh, man. I was going to go Krispy Kreme, but I think I got to go with the quail and
quail?
Bacon. Yeah.
I got to go Krispy Kreme. It's the only thing I use the microwave for. So, you can't do that on a stove.
That's true. That's one thing you cannot do is...
Is what?
Warm up a donut.
Warm up a Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
I'm going panties.
Are you serious? First of all, you can't dry panties in a microwave.
I'm going panties.
You can't dry them in a microwave.
Apparently.
No, you can't.
Chuck.
Nothing dries in a microwave. Stop. Right. I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Same thing you did last night.
All right. Renee, you have won a pair of Win It Before You Buy It tickets to see Neil Diamond in concert April 30th. Yes, at Phillips Arena, produced by Live Nation. By the way, for the general public, tickets go on sale Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m. Panties not optional for the Neil Diamond concert. Hang on.
I eat them.
Yeah, there you go. Just heat them up. Hang on the line, Renee. They were all good answers, but I don't think John and Woodstock.
You picked the worst one.
John and Woodstock wouldn't have screamed like that if I gave him. Maybe not. Scott, would you have screamed if I gave you Neil Diamond tickets like that?
See?
Fair enough. Chris, would you have screamed for Neil Diamond tickets?
Yes.
All right. Renee gets the tickets. Let's do star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
She might not have ever owned a microwave, but she wins star of the show tonight because she gave us a two-hour topic that I had no idea we would be talking about. So Jennifer Griffey's is...
When sperm meets egg.
...is tonight's Mark Arum. Give me a couple more. Give me a couple more of those, Jason. Before
Idaho.
We... What else you got from Jennifer Griffey's?
I can't do you, Edgar.
That's the best one.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram Mark Arum. Thanks to Jason filling in for Longoria. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Pretty baby, you and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
When sperm meets egg.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.